So you may say, well, how does this all relate to me? I'm not a business person. Well, think about it. These companies' profitability is tied directly to the amount of quality that they're able to generate for their customers, the amount of quality they're able to generate for mankind. How do you get profitability? What's the equivalent of profitability in a human being's life? I would say satisfaction, joy, happiness. That's the profit we have by living by a philosophy of constant improvement. Because when are you really happy? You're not happy because you get things. You're not happy because you're successful or even because you've achieved your dreams. Because many people have achieved their dreams and now they're unhappy because now they say, is this all there is? The only time that you and I aren't happy is when we know that we're growing. And we're only going to grow if every day we're trying to improve. And the biggest mistake we make is to try and just change everything overnight. We go out and say, gosh, I'm overweight. Let me go run 10 miles. Boy, have I been guilty of this one in the past. Go out there and run your guts out. And then the next day, what happens? Do you build from that level? Of course not. What happens when we go out and we just innovate, that's all we do, is we don't build a foundation to continue to expand from. If you go out and work out like that, the next day, the quality of your life goes down. What you have to do is each day do a little bit more. I have a friend that now runs marathons. And you know what? He started out one day just trying to run from his front door to the first telephone pole he could see, which was probably about 30 yards away. And his goal each day was to go a little further. And that was all he did. He practiced kanai, constant and never-ending improvements. Very simple, very gradual. But you know what happened? He started to develop momentum. That's the power of kanai. He constantly was improving, and he got addicted to the feeling. And sure enough, the next thing, he's going further and further, and his self-esteem grew, and his physical vitality grew, until now he's a dominant force in any marathon he runs in.